Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Steve, listen, I understand we have a big tradition at this show that whenever it's anybody's birthday,
yep,
we get your parents to sing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big tradition. I get it.
Happy birthday to you.
They're beloved. I understand that.
Happy birthday to
your mom is amazing at freestyle.
She is.
When it comes to happy birthday.
She turns the birthday song into a jazz jam.
But here's the thing. I think we have a new version that we from this that has an addition from this one girl that I think we might have to play from time to time.
Okay.
Sorry. And this was from a dad who filmed his four kids singing happy birthday to mom. And when the song was over, he threw in the phrase "and many more."
Yeah.
Sometimes you hear that, you know. And then one of the girls added, "And a big fat whore," which, you know what?
There
wow.
we go.
That's saying a lot right there.
Really freestyling there.
Here's how this went down.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Big fat whore.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that. Okay. Below.
Yeah,
what the, how did, what?
I did not, they sounded young. I the girl that said that, they all sounded very young, these kids.
Yeah.
So
kids say the darndest things, right, BJ?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, of course, the first thing out of his mouth was like, oh boy, I'm a child. I did not teach you how to, yeah, you did.
You big fat whore.
That is,
I mean,
the,
it rhymes.
Yeah, it sure does.
A plus for that.
Yeah. So I think that should be our new birthday wish. Again,
whoa,
if you know anybody having a birthday, we'll let you record this so you can, you know, give them a big happy birthday the way they deserve.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
It gets better each time.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that.
All the kids are
okay.
Like,
okay.
They all get it.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. So all the kids get it. I don't know if they
right?
know.
And nobody's denying it.
No.
Not even dad.
Yeah.
And where's mom in all this?
Oh, mom left.
Or aren't they singing this song to mom?
Yeah. Yeah, she is suspiciously quiet in all this.
Or is she afraid that the daughter's going to go, "Dad, that's what the other guy says to her sometimes when he comes over."
Okay.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
Boy, your scenario just got dark.
I click on those thumbnails.
"Dad, that's what all the custies say." Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I just said one guy, not a whole crew.
Well, listen, if you're a big fat whore, you've got more than one custie, don't you? You know what I mean? That means you're whoring it up. It's not like she didn't say, "You are sometimes whore." I mean, she gave her the big F whore, which means you are in business. You are, mom is open for business, if that's what the kids mean.
I mean, we might be overreacting.
Oh, you think we're overreacting?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'd like to know where she did learn this. Okay, if he didn't teach her, does that mean mom taught her? Is that why mom's not saying anything? Because she's the culprit?
Yeah, just playing video games like everyone else.
That's a good call. It was Call of Duty that taught me this.
Yeah, that's right.
It was probably more like Grand Theft Auto, if anything.
Quite possibly.
That's right. Wow, that was a wonderful birthday. And that's something. And they all sounded really little. They didn't sound like they were older than like 7.
Dad's doing massive damage control. I did not teach her that.
That first thing had to come out of his mouth. Because he's
but
the,
I sure as hell am putting this on YouTube.
Yes, he is. I mean, he is suspect number one. Every dude is. I mean, if kids are being idiots, don't you, you know, especially with languaging or whatever, don't you blame the father?
I have a very strong feeling that they learned it from dad.
Yeah. So do I.
Who else is teaching him these things?
I mean, look, maybe mom is, because mom is really cool and got an awesome sense of, like, if Vicky was the mother, I would blame Vicky.
See, I had a bunch of cousins, and that's how we learned a bunch of stuff. So I'm wondering if it was, like, an older cousin that said it.
Oh.
And I think they're laughing because they know they're not supposed to say it, but they don't know what it means. Because I used to say some things, and looking back, I'm like, oh, where did the hell, why did I think that was okay? I thought it was funny. And now I realize how dirty it was.
Oh, boy.
And is that even a... I've never heard that song. I heard the birthday song. I've just never heard...
I've never heard that song. Where do these kids like, get this devil music?
I've never heard the Big Fat Whore line before.
You mean in the birthday song?
No. I mean in Pearl Jam's Alive.
Oh, it's all over Pearl Jam's Alive, dude.
Yes, the song we're talking about, BJ.
Yes, okay.
Have you ever heard that add-on?
And many more and a big fat whore. No, I
have like
either.
A monkey and you smell like one too.
I've heard that.
I've heard many more on like Channel 4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, but never, no whores have been involved in that.
No whores were harmed
rhymed.
In the birthday song.
Yeah. Never heard the BF dub drop like that. So, Vicky, how about you? Any BF dubs in your life?
See, I feel like maybe.
Oh, maybe. So Vicky's the one.
Maybe. Yeah. I think you would know.
Yeah.
That's a rather strong, aggressive way to end a birthday song.
And a big fat.
See, I mean, but back in, like, when you're in middle school, you only think it's funny, but because you know you should think it's funny, but you don't know what it means.
Oh, so it's possible you sang this to some kids in school, but don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not in my day. We didn't use the BF dub.
BF dub.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Is that where you get chicken wings also?
You get some great chicken wings if you're a BF dub at B Dubs.
It's big effing wings.
That's right. Well, congratulations. The wholesomeness of America is preserved in that song right there.
So it says maybe they learned it from TV. Damn television, rotting your brain.
Yeah, I mean, look, if TV is the babysitter, and if you just joined us, well, it's a delightful girl.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's a delightful girl who decides that mom's birthday song isn't complete without this lovely ending.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Big fat whore.
There we go.
Yeah, you're right. It's still funny every time.
It really is.
I did not teach her that. Yeah, I have no idea where she learned that.
All right, here's
ours.
Okay.
Can we keep this? Because I get grumpy from time to time. I feel like this is the one thing that would put me in a good mood.
Grumpy.
I know. I never do. But just in case, like, you know, in case of emergency break glass, in case of grumpy, can we have that out there? And I think we should play it later on this morning for listeners on the loose, because sometimes the listeners get me grumpy.
In case of grumpy, big fat whore.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to big fat whore BJ.
There's nothing cuter than a little kid's voice saying something that they're not supposed to say.
I was trying to find the video. I mean, on a quick search, I read a little thing that says that the video was pulled from the internet.
Really? We're your only source?
We're your big fat whore leader.
Big fat whore. Why would they pull that from the internet? I mean, it's harmless. Really?
You know, because of somebody on the internet making it out to be something that it's not.
Oh, here we go. You can't mean.
I want to see mom's reaction.
I know, me too.
Maybe she's the one who got it pulled.
Oh, that's a good point. She didn't really say much after all of that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Probably doesn't want it to hurt business, you know, because she's a BF dub.
Oh,
wow.
She doesn't want her custies to know.
Doesn't want the custies to know. All right, well, we go from that to a question about this guy. Why would this guy throw his mom's cell phone at a Burger King employee? I mean, all they're doing is handing out goodness and joy at Burger King.
Clearly, he's about to break.
Yeah. Steve's going to tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Puop for giving us the Migs Report, and it's a very special day. Rev, hit it.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
That's right. It's National Hugging Day.
Yeah, I've already seen Danny running around accosting people. Danny, don't get any ideas. You will not come anywhere near me.
Oh, you're all getting
hugs. I do not want a hug from Danny.
You're getting hugs.
Why don't you want a hug from Danny? Because I don't want a hug from Danny.
Okay.
Well, that's a great reason. I don't actually want a hug from any of you, really.
It's like my conversation with my buddy Ricky. He's like, telling me about this place. He's like, have you ever had a Habit Burger? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, it's so damn good. I'm like, well, what's so good about it? And he goes, the burgers are good. And I'm like, well, that, I mean,
yeah.
Any more info, please?
That's all he needs.
I guess it's just the burgers are good. Thank you.
Is it near you at least? Can
it's
you get
Seattle
there?
It's in Seattle somewhere.
Oh, well, you've got to take a ride.
Ah, I got to head on over to Habit Burger.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hugging day, and I know that you mentioned that you were excited to go out of town for the weekend so you could get a hug from your wife.
Yes.
Did you get one, and did it feel good?
Oh, my wife was fantastic.
Nice. You feel better this week?
I do, actually. She was. I'll tell you right now, man, she knows how to just put a guy in a nice chill space. You know, be nice and kind and nurturing. It was perfect.
Nice. Was it like candles and back rubs?
Candles and back rubs. No. No candles and back rubs. Well, no. Yeah, no candles and back rubs. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Just trying to picture
that's
what was
going
on.
So if you're in a bad mood, that's what we got to do is get you candles and back rubs.
No, I just need Diet Coke and wrestling. Yeah. That puts me in a good mood.
Yeah. I like to watch her cook in the kitchen because she's a master. Uh-huh. And since I don't live with her, I don't get to see that. I don't get the smells in the house. And when I walked in, there was like homemade soup cooking. It was so good.
Oh, I also add ice cream to that as far as things that
make me happy. Ice cream. I'm with you on that. She did get me ice cream.
What also makes me happy is a good Whopper. Man, I love Burger King.
Yeah. Takes two hands.
Well, this guy in Iowa, he got arrested. It made me think of you because I know you have all these crazy rules with your coupons and you feel like everyone should accept any kind of coupon even if you don't have the coupon.
I agree.
Well, this guy in Iowa got arrested because, he hit a Burger King worker with a phone because the worker would not accept a coupon. Okay. And there's a clip that somebody posted. And the clip is just, I mean, it's just so absurd and so stupid because as he's arguing with this Burger King employee, his mom then chimes in saying, did you throw my phone? Because he didn't even throw his own phone.
Oh.
He threw his mom's phone at the worker and broke the phone.
Okay.
And so she's now pissed off. People are calling the cops. It's just straight up insanity.
I'm calling the police. Give me the phone. Okay. I'm calling the police. I'm getting out of the way. I got to tell you. I'm calling the police.
We're leaving.
Well, you're not getting your phone back. I'm calling the police.
You took your phone out?
Yep.
My phone! You that's my phone and he threw!
Thank you.
So sorry!
I'm bleeding, ma'am! Go get your license plate number!
Somebody bleeding too, did they say?
Wow, did he hit? So is it because he got hit with the phone?
I don't know.
Bleeding?
I mean, he got it your way.
Was
I guess.
It special sauce? I'm not sure. What's going on?
I don't know what the hell is going on.
A lot of ketchup in there. You know, a packet could have just exploded on you.
Solid point. I love this story. It's about an alcohol license committee meeting that happened in Wisconsin where a guy was trying to lie about what he wanted his establishment to be about, but they called him on his lie, and it just gets really funny. So he's a venue operator, and he says he should be granted a liquor license because he's going to have a quiet establishment, not a place to, quote, get wild. But here's the problem. One of the committee members is like, well, can you then explain your website's front page where it has the words get wild on the homepage in bold print? Here's the audio.
It's very frustrating for me when people keep saying nightclub, 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 because I want to be somewhere where people can come and sit and relax, not party and get wild and cause complaints.
I want to make sure I heard something right. You're saying your vision is not a nightclub and this is not a place for people to get wild?
I'm sure if we check the records, that's probably the case.
Is this your website that says Get Wild?
Can I address this?
I mean, yeah.
Like I said, I do a lot of delegation, and as of right now, I haven't fully checked the website.
Oh, blame it on the web guy.
I'm a delegator.
Blame it on the web guy, of course. It's his fault.
You look bad.
He's the guy that wants everyone to get wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, those IT guys.
Speaking of getting wild, let's head on over to Bangkok, Thailand.
Woo! Where
the cops are looking for a couple that filmed themselves having sex outside of a tennis court at a college and then posted the video on a porn site.
Okay.
And they can reach a fine of only $150 for performing a lewd act in public. But the crazy part about this story is the cops, even though there's video of the couple having sex, it's on a porn website. And it's out there because they're trying to find who these people were. The cops felt the need to reenact what happened to catch the couple.
What?
Exactly. So now there's a photo of the two male police officers. They're fully clothed, but they're awkwardly recreating the couple's sex position against the tree.
Even though they have the video already, they don't need to do
this. Right.
Okay.
I mean, you got to get to the bottom of this.
As well, someone's getting to the bottom of something. Well, maybe those two cops, you know what? Maybe it was their, you know what? That's their thing. You know, they always wanted to be...
To recreate stuff?
Yeah. They want to go work for the ID channel so they can just, you know, maybe someone will hire us and we'll be recreation actors.
It'd be great. We found them. Well, was it because of their film that's on the porn website? No, because those two cops recreated. I knew exactly who they were.
Yeah. They look just like them.
Weird, man.
Yeah.
Hey, how about the Super Bowl going on?
Oh, is there a Super Bowl?
Yep. Right. It's going to be, as some are calling it, the Joe Montana Bowl. Because, you got two teams that had Joe Montana playing on.
Oh, right.
I mean, obviously, the San Francisco 49ers was his main team, but he did play with the Kansas City Chiefs for a second, and that's the two teams that are in the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sure people knew about that and saw that and all that. Another fun fact about it is that this is the first time a Super Bowl will be featuring two teams where red is their primary color. So have fun with that information.
Oh, I did not know that was a thing.
I heard that, and I was like, that's odd.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Ah, first time that red was a primary color for both teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, they're saying that could be the most expensive Super Bowl tickets ever, which is, if it's anything like the Seahawks-Patriot game, geez, good luck people getting tickets for that one. That's going to just be pure insanity. But they're saying that the current resale price is at around $6,232, which is $1,000 higher than the previous record holder, which was Super Bowl 52.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you're a 49ers fan probably around here, there seems to be a lot of 49ers fans. Have fun getting tickets to this one, man.
Yeah, at least it's in Miami. A nice spot.
That is true.
Yeah.
And because of the Super Bowl, Tom Brady no longer the best-selling NFL jersey at this moment.
Oh,
any
really?
Guess who has the best-selling NFL jersey?
It's got to be Mahomes, right?
You are correct, sir. Yeah.
Wrong. Bing, bing, bing.
Well, I'm going to say you're wrong anyway.
You're wrong, but you're right. Patrick Mahomes, now the number one selling jersey. And, of course, he's going to be in the Super Bowl.
He's the hotness.
Yes, very much so. As far as weather, 49 degrees, and we're going to have rain. And thank you to the Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the mix report, and that's what's up.
I got such sour grapes. I really, really have such sour grapes because I feel like if we had our running game, you know, if we had that healthy offensive line with the healthy running backs, we would have beaten Green Bay handily.
Hell, if we just, a couple of things would have went the right way at the end of the game. It wasn't like as if they were out of it even with a healthy running game. I mean,
that's what I mean.
Right.
Imagine if we had our team at full strength. I guess that's the key to understanding football is I do believe we were a Super Bowl contender. I really do when we were healthy and we had all of our weapons. And, you know, now you see how health plays a role in it because the Niners are all healthy. Hell, how about the Packers were so bad that what did they throw to Kittle? Their secret weapon, Kittle, had the ball, what, once or twice? I think they threw it to him. It was nuts how much they owned them without what their weapons were, which was, Kittle was their guy and you were always afraid that guy was just going to catch everything sort of like Gronk used to.
How about the game ends with a Richard Sherman interception?
Yeah, I know. That was tough to watch. But I also was what was easy to watch was Sherman getting beat badly, you know?
You know what's been a lot of fun to watch is him and Revis, the old cornerback from the Jets back in the day, who's considered arguably one of the best cornerbacks of all time. They're just getting into it on Twitter. Where, I mean, it's like, and Sherman's like, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm kind of busy right now.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's pretty funny, man. I'm always going to be a Richard Sherman fan, even if he is a 49er. He's always a guy I have a lot of love for. So it's been fun to see him just kind of, you know, being typical Richard Sherman with a chip on his shoulder. It's just... you know, it's weird when you see him in a 49ers jersey being that way.
I know, it really, it's unfortunate, but that happens sometimes. Somebody needs to get paid, and, you know, if you get older, people aren't going to want to pay you a whole lot of money unless it's another team, and that's usually what happens. And, hey, he's going to another Super Bowl. Just, you know, it's another part of why he's a great player on great teams. Got to give him that.
And a guy who bet on himself with his contract and all that type of stuff, and it worked out, man. He proved everyone wrong.
Yeah, he did. Well, good for him. And, you know, I'm glad to see the Pack lose. I really am.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't like Aaron Rodgers. Maybe it's all the State Farm commercials, but I don't like him.
What are you, a Safeco kind of guy?
It's just, I don't know. He just comes off like, you know, I mean, I know they try to make his agent look like the a-hole, but he always looks like an a-hole in all those commercials to me. He really, really does. Yeah. So I think I'll be, are you going for KC? Is that who you're going for?
Of course.
Yeah, it's been 50 years for them. Besides, I watched the presentation and they had, I don't know who the dude was, but one of the big guys for KC, he grabs the mic, you gotta fight after they get in for your right. And he does the whole Beastie Boys thing and he got the whole crowd doing that.
That's awesome.
That was during the presentation, which I thought was of the trophy, which I thought. Plus it was how about this? They gave the trophy, because I didn't, you know, you never think about these trophies and the names of the trophy, but the Lamar Hunt trophy, the Hunt family owns the Kansas City Chiefs. So it was the trophy that the owner's dad was named after, and his dad's no longer with us. So it was like, so they gave the trophy named after his dad to the owner, who's the son.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And the wife was there too. You never think of those. Well, it's the Schlemke Rice trophy, it's the Freddy Krueger trophy, whatever. But this was like,
I love the Schlemke Rice trophy. Man.
Oh, that's
a great
trophy.
Freddy Krueger one.
Yeah. So that was kind of a cool thing. Like, whoa, they had a trophy named after them, but they never ever got a chance to get the trophy. 50 years, they had just, you know, never gone to a Super Bowl, therefore never got a trophy.
That's a cool moment.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun for the family.
A few people brought up a good point. Also, the other championship game ended on a Frank Clark sack, another former Seahawk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, who cares about this Super Bowl? Let's talk about Mariners. 3 weeks until pitchers and catchers report. Speaking of the Mariners, you see Felix got picked up. I mean, obviously, it's like a minor league deal, and it's $1 million, but who knows what will happen for him. But he's heading on over to Atlanta to play with the Braves.
How about you are so good, at least your credibility, your past. You're getting $1 million, and you don't have to do anything. I mean, you're going to go and show up, but you don't have to be effective because you're just getting $1 million.
I did chuckle when I saw somebody, like a sports analyst, like one of those authorities on Twitter, and they're just saying, a low risk deal for the Braves. I mean, you know, you could get a high reward on this one with a low risk, and I'm like, man, $1 million. That's so funny that that's considered like, it's nothing.
It's totally nothing. You're absolutely right. You get $1 million.
I like to be someone's low risk deal.
Yeah,
give me $1 million.
You're a loser if you only get $1 million a year in baseball.
I'm okay with being a loser, BJ. Yeah. I've been one my whole life.
It's hysterical. Some of the mediocre players that will get like $5 to $10 million a year. When you look at them and you go, "Are you kidding me? He's getting $6 to $8 million a year. He sucks." And there he is. That's what he's getting because he's a mediocre player.
And that's a steal. They're like, "Yeah, we got him for a good deal. It's only $5 million a year."
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, Felix goes out and actually does anything positive. You're right. They're right. That's a hell of a deal for them. And if anything, he's probably going to bring people to spring training.
Yeah,
There'll be some interest. People want to go see him working out and stuff because he's a guy.
I like to see him do well. I mean, he's my favorite Mariner. It's a bummer he's gone, but I understand why he's gone. But
if they put him in the right role and somehow, some way, I mean, if he wasn't a guy that used to just give up a lot of runs in the first inning, he'd go out there. He'd have the potential to be a great closer. The trouble was it was always his first couple innings he had issues.
Right.
So if they can figure that out and he could be either a setup man or a closer, for $1 million, again, that's cheap. If he works in the bullpen at all, even if he's situational, that's still cheap for $1 million.
Yeah, I read he's competing for the fifth spot, but I mean, who knows what will happen? I mean, but that's also a lot of less pressure on him. He's not going into Atlanta trying to become the ace of the team.
Well, if he can go out there and eat up a lot of innings, that's another thing. You almost don't even have to be that great, but if you can chew up a lot of innings, that means, you know, maybe you're giving up 4 or 5 runs a game, but if you're going into the seventh inning, then you're saving the bullpen, and sometimes that's a valuable thing. Sometimes you get hired for that. I look at their ERAs and I go, how do they pay this guy this much money? And then they go, oh, but the guy pitches deep into the game, so he's valuable for that. Like, oh, okay. I guess that's all you got to do is just be able to basically not lose your breath while you're throwing the ball and someone's parking it every 5 seconds. Steve, we're in the wrong career, buddy.
Yeah. Yes. If only I could throw faster than like 12 miles per hour.
Wow. I think I can get up to like 30. but then at that point, I got to go see a doctor.
I like to pace myself. I don't want to try too hard on the first pitch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. If you were just coming in for one pitch, you could get it up to at least 24.
It's my changeup.
That's what it is. Oh, your changeup?
Yeah.
Your changeup's 12 miles an hour.
I lob it in.
That's yeah.
Underhand.
Yeah, you roll it in.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
That'd be too fast.
Yesterday, Fireball Steve over here, he did get this one wrong.
Who was the first author to become a billionaire writing fiction books?
Stephen King.
No.
John Gresham?
No.
John Grisham?
No.
Crapham?
No.
No.
How many? Jesus?
No.
He wrote the Bible.
I don't know if Jesus wrote the Bible. I think he was the star.
He read the audiobook,
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was ghostwritten.
How about this? And we're talking about billionaire fiction writer. And Steve, you've seen all these and read all these Harry Potter books from J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I flew right through them.
Yeah, you did.
It's like as if I never read them.
She's a billionaire because of that. Wow. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.